Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and this is Transformation Talk Radio. So today we're talking about reclaiming your authentic self. I know sometimes we feel cut off from who we are and feel that everyone around us is superficial, just feels superficial. Everyone's so busy these days. When do they find time to really connect? Not with just other people, but even with yourself. So my guest today has written a book, In Her Power, Reclaiming Your Authentic Self. It's about discovering, owning, and activating your inner authority. And she says that once your inner relationship with yourself shifts, so do your patterns that create the outer circumstances of your life. So my guest is Helene Lerner. And Helene overcame significant challenges such as a self-destructive food addiction to forge a successful career devoted to empowering women. Since 1994, she has produced and hosted more than 20 television specials, earning 2 Emmy Awards as well as the American Public Television's MVP Award for her work. She is also a prolific author, a popular speaker, and the founder of WomenWorking.com, one of the premier websites for professional women. So welcome, Helene, to Voices of Women.
Hi. Welcome, Chris. I'm thrilled to be here.
Great. And your book is just off the press. It came out just February, so it's a brand new book. And you worked your way up through the marketing ranks at the New York Times. And then you launched your own media development company. So I'd love for you to tell the audience about your journey, how you overcame your own obstacles that brought you to start your own company. I mean, it's a big leap when we do that.
Thank you, Chris. I'm very successful now, but I wasn't always that way. Many years ago, actually about 8 years ago, my mom passed away of pancreatic cancer, and she said to me, Helene, I've always loved you, but I never understood you. And the truth is, Chris, many years ago, many moons ago, when I was a kid, a teenager, and up until my early 20s, I didn't understand me. I was 50 pounds heavier than I am now. I was eating down my feelings. I didn't know what my desires were. And when I was about 21, things looked really dark, and in a moment of desperation, I was going to kill myself. But something in me, I think now when I look back, that life force was stronger than my urge to hurt myself and really kill myself. And what happened is I heard a voice within me, maybe for the first time, saying, Helene, there's more to life. Look for it. And then the next few weeks, it was hard for me to reach out for help. I found a group of people who were overcoming their eating disorders. And although I didn't believe it could happen for me, I kept going, you know, like a duck takes to water. I just heard the truth. And so I saw them saying no to excess food, and I began to say no to excess food. And then I began to say no to the things I didn't want in my life and yes to the things that I wanted in my life. I learned about my feelings. I learned about my desires. And step by step, I stepped into my power. And it was a process. It didn't happen overnight. And sometimes it's not that easy. Many times it's not that easy. And in my book, I talk about the 9 aspects of a woman's power and the veils or false beliefs we put on ourselves that don't allow us to step into our power fully. I love the introduction to your show because it's not really what's outside us. I mean, we can always look for examples outside us and say, they're doing it to me, or the economy is doing it to me, or whoever, put in the X in the blank. But the truth is, not that the economy is not in a great place and everything else, but the truth is, it's what I'm thinking about myself is reflected outside me, and then I begin to see the world in the way I'm feeling about myself. So if I'm feeling good about myself and I'm thinking I can do it, then I'm going to see things outside me saying I can do it. So the book, I wrote the book not just as a business book, but as a book where people could really go through some of the exercises and also use daily reflections in the book so that they could make dynamic change and step into their power more fully.
Oh, that's so true of, you know, taking a look at ourselves inside. We're so conditioned to blame and to look outside ourselves and, you know, find all the causes of why something's happening instead of looking, because the hardest journey is looking inside yourself.
And it's a courageous journey. In the book, I talk about the inner spiritual muscles. You know, we go to the gym and we develop our external muscles, right, our physical muscles. But they're also inner muscles. And I think women are courageous. We have the courageous muscle, the connective muscle. We have the ability to bond people together, bond things together. And so there, and the creative muscle. I think women are very creative. So it takes courage to do the inner work, but the rewards are great. You know, today I have myself. Not that I don't go in and out of things, because I do, but I really have myself. I'm grounded in my power. And I want to also say that it's not comfortable to change. I think the second facet of a woman's power is accepting the discomfort. And when we accept discomfort, and right now the world is changing, we're changing, companies are changing, businesses are changing, and when I can accept the discomfort and not try to do things, you know, to cover it in some ways, getting into food addiction, getting into other types of addictive substances, you know, because this our society is addicted to comfort, truthfully. And what I found is when I had the courage to be with the discomfort, not only because of negative things, but positive things, you know, when you get married or have a child or, you know, have something good happening into your life. Many people may be on vacation now, whatever type of vacation they have. That also creates a certain amount of discomfort, even though it's good. It's called eustress. And when I accept discomfort as part of my growth, then I can keep moving forward. So the second aspect of a woman's power is accepting discomfort. And I have a great definition of power. We were talking a little bit before the show about a collaborative power. It's not the kind of command and control power where one person leads and everyone else follows. It's more of a collaborative power. And in the book, the definition that I put forth is coming from a position of strength rather than holding back in fear and disconnecting from what we really believe and value. I'm going to say it one more time. Coming from a position of strength rather than holding back in fear and disconnecting from who we are, what we really value. Can you relate to that, Chris?
Oh, definitely. And you see it so much, and even, you know, even myself. I was at a group an evening event last week, and it was on collaboration versus competition. And when we're talking about competition, I had to recognize that word would bring up fear in me. and, you know, like, I'm not enough, or will someone hire me, or, you know, comparing myself, they're better than me, all those voices that we have in our head. And yet when I would think of collaboration, I would get excited, and I would remember when I'm in collaboration, I'm more creative. The group is more creative. And so I think, you know, we do have to face our fears, because if we attach ourselves to the fears, we're holding ourselves back from who we truly are. Well, we're going to talk more about this when we come back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We'll take a quick break and come back and hear more from Helene Lerner.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister,
spirit of... Well, that's our Lorraine Bays from Women of Wisdom singing our theme song, and you can get that on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. It's a great CD with music from Holly Near, Libby Roderick, Rhiannon, all sorts of great women singers. So we're back here with Helene Lerner. We were just talking about touching on the topic of competition versus collaboration and how, you know, and I really feel like it's just innate in women that we're collaborative and it's a more natural feeling that, you know, it's kind of like when I think of collaboration, when I'm in that process, I expand, I feel expansive and in my heart too, you know, in my heart region. And when I'm competitive, I kind of shrink up, my stomach sort of tightens up. What do you have to say?
But you know what, Chris, competition, there's nothing wrong with competition because competition helps us grow, expand, do our best. And I'll tell you what happened probably about 15 years ago, and I wrote it in one of my very first books years back. I said cooperate and compete because I was supposed to keynote at a group of grocery marketers. They were having an event and they had asked me to keynote, but I got there early. And so the women from different companies were meeting together. And I wrote about this in the book because I was so impressed. And what I saw them doing is they shared the things that were working for their companies, but they knew the bottom line. They knew that they couldn't share, like, privy secrets, but they were sharing things that would help all the women in the group in their respective businesses. And I saw it in action, and I couldn't believe it, and I thought it was wonderful. And so collaboration is great, but also competition makes us do our very best. You know, I wrote another book, Smart Women Take Risks. It was primarily a business book, but you know, we've got to step out of that comfort zone. It's easy to get comfortable and stay with the status quo. And what I find in the book, in the second aspect of power, accepting discomfort of change. Years ago, a leader said, and I remember, and it was in the back of my mind, it stayed with me for years. She said, get comfortable with the uncomfortable. So if you're feeling too comfortable, maybe there's something more you need to be doing. Now, I'm not talking about not being in a centered place or a mindful place, that's different. But are you challenging yourself? Is there something you want in your life that you've put on the back burner, whatever you're telling yourself, you know, why you can't have it? Is there something more that you know deep down you need to go for? And I find that when I start listening to that critical mind that you brought up before, Chris, you know, and all that chatter, what happens with me when I don't take those smart risks, when I don't step out of that comfort zone, is that all of a sudden I see that my life is kind of dull, that I don't really want to get up in the morning, where am I going, what am I doing? So I like collaborative competition. It keeps us striving. It keeps us moving forward in our lives.
I was thinking when I was at this meeting, and I kind of feel it now, is like our language sometimes is limiting, and it seems like there's another word, and a word that was brought up, someone's called it co-opetition. And like combining the
That's
two.
That's cute.
Co-opetition. Because it can be. Yeah, I mean, I think there's healthy and there's unhealthy. And a friend of mine gave me an example of a company, a leader that she had worked with, and he led, so there's two teams in an organization, and one leader led it in a very cooperative way. People got to challenge him, talk to him, everybody shared ideas, they were all salespeople, so they kind of competed against each other, but they all shared their ideas, shared their strategies. They had brainstorming and they were doing amazing work. And the other team at this company was totally in competition. Hide it. Don't share it. And they were not doing as well. And then when the head of the company saw these two, he was like, what's happening over here with this team that are, they're doing so amazingly better than the other team? And he told the other team, you need to go listen in, sit in their meetings. And the difference was so startling. And sometimes we think we have to be competitive and we have to hide and not share our, you know, we've got to hang on to our secrets. When actually, you know, there's enough to go around. We all have our unique talents is how I look at it. And we can share it without going into that fear of, oh my God, they're going to steal my secrets.
I agree. I think actually the way of the world now, we need this collaborative power. That's what I talk about in the book. But I also think there's a difference. We're not talking about, or what I saw at this round table where I was at years ago, it wasn't where I'm going to kill you off to get what I need and you can't have it. That's not what I saw. I saw people wanting to do their best for their company, sharing what they knew they could share, and maybe holding back if some secrets were really privy. And I respected that because that's about drawing boundaries.
Yes.
But I also do believe one aspect of a woman's power is finding your unique destiny. I think the world is in a very crazy place these days, and I think the power, as I said, those spiritual power muscles, women have the ability to bond, to bring union. I think if we're not in touch with our talents, our skills, and a deeper sense of what our unique destiny is, I would strongly recommend that people who are listening do some inner reflection, because the world needs your talents and gifts, like you said, Chris. I mean, I think we all have talents and gifts. And also the book, In Her Power, has a lot of reflections and exercises to bring you back. I think we need women to step up. We need everyone to take a look at where they are, what's holding them back, and to take a step up. And we need to support other people to do that. One of the last chapters is about inspiring other women, paying it forward, as you would say.
Oh, I so agree on that. We all have our gifts. And you know, I see women holding back on that because of, our, you know, the fear. What fears do you see women have that where they don't speak up or they don't shine or show their, you know, go into that unique destiny?
You know what? I think what's happening, and that's, again, the book has exercises so we can really take a look at those false beliefs that we have of ourselves. Perhaps it was a parent, a voice of a parent that didn't think you could accomplish, probably because they couldn't accomplish. Maybe it's a teacher that you had that wasn't that supportive early on. Maybe it's a boss that you had in the past and you heard that kind of negative voice. Or maybe it's someone you're dealing with now. Whatever that idea is in the mind that's stopping you, I believe that if we have awareness and get support, and I think women can support other women in this, we can shift the thought, we can change the thought, and then change our actions. We have the power to do that.
Oh, definitely. And I think, because you bring up looking at even at your weaknesses.
Owning them.
To own them. And to because I think once you recognize them, you could actually do something about them.
Exactly.
I think it's one of the things that I know for me that impacts me. If somebody doesn't share, you know, say I have a effect on somebody and they don't share it, and then they just decide, you know, write me off. And it's like, well, if I don't know that I've done something, I don't have the ability to even make amends or change my behavior. When I'm aware of something, I can do something about it.
I know for me, I definitely agree with that. I sometimes, honest feedback is very valuable. I think that's what you were alluding to, Chris. Mm-hmm. And for me, one of my weaknesses is I can get defensive, especially if it's something I don't want to hear you telling me.
Yeah.
And what I have learned through the years, especially if it's from a trusted source, is to really listen, to take a lot of deep breaths, not to say anything, to say to them, you know, I hear you. I'll get back to you on that. And then go at a later time, go home, process it, what fits, what doesn't fit. And I had that with my website many years ago. The website started in 2000, and before it went live, I sent an email out to all my colleagues and friends and asked them what they thought of the website. And basically, I really didn't want to know. I just wanted them to say, Helene, you worked so hard. It was a great job. But there was one person, and her name is Ellen, and she sent me a list of 12 things that needed to be changed. And we were exhausted. You know what it's like to have a website. We had worked so hard and everything else. And so I was ready to shoot off an email that I would have regretted when I got those comments, and I didn't. In fact, I slept on it, and then the next day I took a look, and I saw there were about 5 things that I needed to change. And Ellen and I, she's part of my network for over a decade. She's great because she gave me the honest feedback, and I was able to listen.
Yeah, and that's what we need. Well, I'm Chris Stainis, and you're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and continue our conversation with Helene Lerner.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai. The healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister God, spirit of...
Well, welcome back to Voices of Woman. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Helene Lerner today. As Helene, can you tell people your contact information, how they can reach you or your website?
Oh, I would love them. First of all, the book is In Her Power, Reclaiming Your Authentic Self. It's on the web, and it should be in bookstores. So it's a very powerful book, and I wrote it with the goal that the women who would read it would step into their power more fully. So there are loads of exercises and reflections as well as inspirational stories. And I have one of the premier websites for career women. It's called womenworking.com. And we have a great Facebook page and lots of followers on Twitter. I do inspirational tweets. So please join us. It's womenworking.com.
Well, thank you. That's great. So we were talking about women are afraid of, and I in my working with women, just finding a lot of women are, we're kind of afraid to speak up, and I think some of that's fear of being visible and calling attention to ourselves. And I think women are, it's hard for us to brag about our achievements. And I think you talked about that too in your book, that we need to assert ourselves more and be confident about that.
I think confidence is the number one thing that I hear a lot of women wanting to have more information about. How do they become more confident? I also know in my generation, I'm a baby boomer, I was taught not to brag. I mean, you got to be nice, quote unquote. And I think that kind of false modesty, especially in times of change, doesn't serve women well. I think it's important to really look at your accomplishments and claim your accomplishments. And when you're in a networking environment, when for those who work, your listeners who work, and you're in a performance review, or if you're in a meeting and someone is claiming the accomplishments of your team, these are all appropriate ways of slipping in what you've done, what you've accomplished. We need to own our strengths and our accomplishments, and this false modesty doesn't serve us well.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, we need to do it, too, for the younger generation. They need to see women as powerful, and if we don't share that, it's also like continuing the myth that women aren't powerful.
Well, I'll tell you, I have a young woman who just came to work for me, and she's fabulous. And what I love about her is she asserts herself, and I'm a pretty strong woman, and she'll assert herself with me. And that's cool. That's cool. And not only that, if I can really say, the world is in a crazy place these days. We need more women leaders. We need them in corporations. We need them in businesses. We need them leading governments. I'm not talking about not having male leaders, but we need women leaders too. So again, how are we going to step up? Whatever our game is right now, what is that we're afraid of doing, which we know from our head and our heart that we should be doing and we're not? Take a smart risk. Get support. I know one of the things when I was telling you when I was younger and not very powerful and almost ready to end my life, I really felt that I was alone. I didn't see any light at the end of the tunnel. Well, I'm here to say we're not alone. Your conferences, Chris, what you were talking about, there are many organizations. There's my website. No one has to handle it alone, even when we're feeling alone. And I know, actually, the holiday season, we have holidays coming up this weekend, and for many people, it's a very joyous occasion. But there are lots of people that don't feel that kind of joy and may feel somewhat lonely. All of it's okay. Reach out. There are people that are there for you.
Yeah, it's so important. And when you're talking about women stepping up in leadership, women need to support other women and leaders. I think there's also a place where we're not as supportive as we can be. If you look around at some of the things that have happened, you know, it gets to that, the dark side of being competitive. I don't know what it is, or women don't want to see women, and is it jealousy, or I don't know.
I think that's there, but I also see a lot of women who are supporting other women.
Oh, yes, they are.
I think things are changing. I think, you know, frankly, women are a strong part of the talent pool. And if companies are going to exist and survive, because they're going to need new solutions, and women are a very important part of the talent pool.
Yes, and they need that balance. And I think we are starting to see shifts in all this, and it's important. It's the masculine feminine balance. You know, the business world has kind of always been led, and it's very action oriented. It's a masculine qualities, and we need that, but we also need the feminine qualities of the intuitive, the process. Jean Houston always talks about women are about process, not product, and half of the journey is the process. It's not always about product, and you're going to have more fulfillment in the workplace of happy people if they're involved in the process and enjoying the process, not just the journey to get to that end goal. That it's not just the product, and we got to get this, and we got to, you know, which just keeps it in that competitive edge, which you need, but you also need the balance of enjoying the journey as you go.
I think what's happening these days is that things are being regrouped, reshaped. People are frightened with downsizing, losing jobs. There's a huge amount of stress, especially in the corporate workplace these days. And I think what's very important to remember who you are apart from your job, even though there's a lot of fear that's connected there. You're more than your job. You're more than anyone you're connected to, be it husband, be it partner, be it children. We, as you said, we are grounded women who have power, and we have an authentic self, a spiritual self, which is stronger than any fear that you're up against. And also, it's my experience that, I don't know, maybe other people can experience this, but this has not been my experience. It's not that I don't have fear. I do have fear. When I step out of my comfort zone and I feel the discomfort of change, I can feel anxious and afraid. However, the difference today as opposed to years ago is that it doesn't paralyze me or stop me. I see discomfort and growth as connected. I feel the fear, and there was a wonderful book years ago, Feel the Fear and Move Forward Anyway, or something like that, mm-hmm. By Susan Jeffers. And I feel it, and I move forward. So in my book, in her Power, Reclaiming Your Authentic Self, we have, as I mentioned before, the 9 aspects of a woman's power, and I just want to mention some of them. The first is recognizing your unique destiny. The second is accepting discomfort, just like I said before, the discomfort of change. Chris, we talked about the third, owning all of you, the weaknesses as well as strengths, because it's by being aware of your weaknesses you can keep moving forward and actually turn those weaknesses into strengths. expressing yourself genuinely. How many times do we who are stretched say yes when we mean no? You know what happens to me when I do that and someone asks me to do something and I really don't have it to give and I say yes? I end up resenting that person or getting angry at myself, rather than if I had said to them, you know what, I can't do it right now, but call on me in 2 weeks. Are you familiar with that, Chris?
Oh yeah, it's hard for women to say no, and yet I think more and more we're realizing the need to do that because we have to take care of ourselves or we can't take care of anybody.
Exactly, and also it makes our yeses even more valuable, right?
True, yes.
And I think the fifth aspect of a woman's power is acting with confidence, and we talk about confidence in that chapter. So women who want to build more confidence, there's some wonderful ideas in the book. And cultivating intimacy. Intimacy is not only sexual intimacy. I talk about really going within and seeing who you are, what your feelings are, what your desires are, and really learning more and more about yourself. And that is a strong aspect of power. And of course, embracing your sexuality is the seventh aspect of a woman's power. Building a power web, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a bit, and also inspiring other women. So there are nine aspects of a woman's power, and also in each chapter there are those false beliefs about each of those things that don't allow us to express our power fully so that we can become more aware and go the other route.
Okay, well, we're going to touch in on a couple of those points when we come back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We'll return with Helene Lerner in a minute.
We are living in a time of great challenges. Opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now. In this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life and health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Women of Wisdom.
Well, welcome back. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Helene Lerner today. And she was just giving us the 9 points out of her book, which are great. And I really recommend checking out her book because it's not just a book to read. It's a book to process a lot of things in your life about. Gives lots of great insights and exercises to do, and that's always great. So one of the things you mentioned, Helene, was building a power web. So let's talk about that.
Well, by the way, the book is In Her Power, Reclaiming Your Authentic Self, and it's in bookstores as well as on different websites, your Amazon and Barnes & Noble, et cetera. So one of the aspects of a woman's power is building a power web, and it's not only a career web, and these are people who are your... let's say in terms of career, we're talking about people who can introduce you to other people, contacts. We're talking about people who give you honest feedback. We're talking about people at your level, higher, lower. It's almost like your personal board of directors. But I'd like to give you an example from a personal power web. I hear so many women say that they so appreciate girl time with their friends, but they aren't taking as much girl time as they need. And I want you to know I'm guilty of that, too. So there was a great example. Jamie Lee Curtis, you know, I host award-winning, Emmy award-winning shows, as you said, on public television. And actually, KCTS has been my presenting station for many years. Well, Jamie Lee was on a show I did about Best Friends, The Power of Sisterhood. And she talked about what she called, quote-unquote, her significant mothers. When she was growing up, there were certain skills she never learned. And it was her girlfriends, her adult friends, who taught her a lot of these things. And she called them, as I said, her significant mothers. Well, when her mother died or was dying, it was Janet Leigh. Do you remember? Janet Leigh was in Psycho many years, the original Psycho. And when she was dying, her girlfriends were really there for her. And they gave her whatever she needed, and she didn't even have to say anything. They just knew what she needed. So that was an example of a personal power web.
Yeah, and it's so important to call on them. I mean, it sounds like she didn't have to call on them because she'd already built that web for herself.
She built
those, you know,
exactly.
And they're there for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, and sometimes we're in that place where you need that help. You know, your mother's passing away and you need that help. And what do you do then? How do you, you know, because you don't want to approach people being needy. And I think that's what we feel like, oh, I can't possibly ask them. And you feel kind of needy. But if you're genuine, like you with yourself and what your true needs are.
When you were saying that, it sounds like there's something not right about being needy and being a woman who's in need. And that's absolutely false. We have needs. You know, if you've suffered a loss like that or going through something like that, although we may feel uncomfortable reaching out for help, you have every right to. It's when, in my own life, when I put on a facade that I don't need any help, then I'm putting up a wall so no one can give it to me. Now, in the work arena, if you're on another issue, so now we're talking about the work arena, if you want to have someone align with you and be part of your power web, you're not going to go to them and say, can you do everything I need? You know, can you help me with context? Can you do that? That would be a real turnoff. That's not what we're talking about. When in business, when you're getting people to align with you, you know that they can help you, and the more specific you are with them, the better. And also, you have a lot to offer them, even if you're at a lower level. Very often, people at a lower level will really know what's going on their level, where people at a higher level may be getting reports, for example. So they're not really as in touch with what's going on as you are. So you always have something to give to them. So in business, coming across as, I'm needy, you fill everything for me, that will never get you any place. But when you come to someone and you have a sense that you can really help the company and be specific about how that other person can help you, and let them also know that you have something that you could offer them, that's when you get the win-win.
Yeah, and it's about coming from a place of giving rather than always, you know, what can I get? And whenever we come from that giving place, we're going to receive so much more. And we can be intimidated to ask powerful people. And there's that feeling of feeling less than, like, how could I possibly ask this powerful person? And yet, you know, we have to realize, and you say in your book that it's just, they're also just people. They're humans, too, and also have needs. And so reaching out to them might be just what they need.
Exactly. And you know, you could be a source of good press for them. There are lots of things that you could offer them. So when we come in terms of the work arena, it's coming from a position of strength, right? Coming from, as you said, coming from a position of service, from your strength, and being specific about asking for what you need.
And that's important. Well, I want to end with just one of the things that I think at the end of your book, you talk about giving to other women and starting by identifying one woman to help empower. And so I encourage everybody to think about that. Like, who might you reach out that you see perhaps needs help or needs some empowerment? Identify a person in your life that you can connect with and help. It's passing it, is paying it forward, as you said, you know, that we help each other. So I really thank you for that message in your book and all the great things that you have in your book. It's lots of great exercises.
You know what might be nice, Chris, if we could just read the Fulfillment Manifesto, which I think are the basic rights as women. That's how I coined it. And it's to be loved and to love yourself, to feel secure in yourself, to express your talents, to have companionship, to be healthy, to live an abundant life, and most importantly, to create your life according to your own design.
Well, that's a great manifesto. Well, thank you for being here today, Helene.
Thank you, Chris. Good luck.
Thank you. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today. Take some time this weekend to look at where you aren't owning who you truly are. Assess your strengths and your weaknesses. Find the courage to express yourself fully and see who is around you that you can ask to be in a power web for yourself and for each other. So thank you for being here today. I want to invite people to join the Women of Wisdom newsletter. Find out about what we're doing. We're at www.womenofwisdom.org. I'm also the founder of the Woman Wisdom Conference and the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And we just had our conference in February, and we're just come out of that so empowered and excited in our lives because we've just been around some great supportive women, and the book continues that process. So many people who can't make it to the conference get that from the book. So I encourage you to purchase that at our You can do that from our website, www.womenofwisdom.org, and also from Amazon. So this is Chris Stanis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you. And next week, I'll be talking to Lainey Leary, author of No One Has to Die Alone. So have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.